This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know much about what's happened to Randy Travis in recent years, but there's one song that I remember of Randy Travis more than any other songs that he sang. It goes like this: "You've been too gone for too long, and it's too late for you to come back home. You've been too gone for too long, and it's too late for you to come back home." There's some of you with a family member, you're hoping to God that's not true. You've got a relative in your extended family, and you say, "I sure hope that's not true, that if you're too gone for too long, it's too late for you to come back home." There may be someone in this room that's talking about you, that you've been gone for a long time, so to speak, spiritually. And if you're still alive, listen carefully, it's not too late to come back home. You're still breathing oxygen, and your heart's still pumping blood through your body. It's not too late to come back home. Today, we're going to begin a 2-week message series on the prodigal son. And you don't have to be a son to be a prodigal. You don't even have to be a daughter to be a prodigal. You don't have to be a husband or wife. You just need to be someone who's in a far country and a distant land, spiritually speaking, to be the prodigal. That could be talking about you or me. Charles Dickens would say this was the most important story ever written, and I want to say this, it's the most important story next to the gospel story ever written in your life. Because there is no other story, 600 words in length, that will change your life more than this story, other than the gospel itself. That Jesus died, was buried, and rose again the third day, the gospel. Today we're looking at what's called the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus is the speaker. And I'm going to share with you very briefly today 4 principles about this passage that will speak to you in a powerful way. But this really is not a parable about the prodigal son. It's the parable of the loving father. And it goes like this. We're in Luke 15, preaching through this book. We're in verse 11. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he'd spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went out and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him,'" just like in the video, "'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'"
This is Randy Snyder. Before we close our program today, I'd like to ask for prayer for a trip that I begin today in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and in Kerala, Southwest India, as I will be speaking there. I appreciate your prayers and your thoughts. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Crossover.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.